I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Slavery was abolished in the U.S. 150 years ago, yet there are more people enslaved today than ever before. Joe Chadburn of World Missionary Press explains.
There's people being lured over here, and if you research it, it's crazy, with homeless people, teenage runaways, people that are being trafficked from overseas. There's so many things that are happening, and there are refugees that are come over here. They don't have a place, and really they need to be touched with the love of Jesus.
World Missionary Press is extending Christ's love to these people by providing scripture booklets in their native language, helping them recognize their value and purpose. Please pray for the groups who are distributing these booklets to know how to reach out. Pray also for those who receive the booklets to find hope in Christ. And the 2017 Passion Conference just wrapped up in Atlanta, Georgia. At the conference, thousands of young people gathered to learn about and worship their God. However, this type of gathering is a privilege, and one FMI is bringing to Christians in Muslim-dominant countries. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
We're in final preparations for prepping seminar content for some conferences in Bangladesh and Pakistan in a few weeks, and we're excited for conferences in these two countries that are so dark spiritually and two of the larger Muslim-dominant countries in the world, but where church planters are hard at work and sharing the gospel, and we're seeing some fantastic results. So we're looking forward to a great time.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries, listener-supported by people like you. This month, we're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional called My Father's House. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.